A report released in October discounted the claims of Kastner's father that his son died because of poor training and equipment when his Humvee hit a roadside bomb last July. But Kastner kept pushing for a closer look at the actions of officers in command of the convoy his son was driving in. This week, the Army agreed to take another look. Kastner hopes the new probe will lead to court-martials for the officers who failed to come to his son's aid.
Because they abandoned the Humvee after it was hit and continued north, and as a consequence, he bled to death. They failed to perform individually, and they should be disciplined individually.
Kastner says the facts surrounding his son's death also apply to other soldiers killed by roadside bombs. He blames the Army's failure to provide troops with Humvees with enough armor.
The fact that they thought that they could put guys out there in something that amounted to nothing more than Chevy Suburbans, and then they put some steel armor on the Chevy Suburbans, you know, that they did that was a recipe for disaster.
But Kastner credits Wisconsin Congressman James Sensenbrenner and Senators Herb Kohl and Russ Feingold with pressuring the Army to send more heavily armored vehicles to his son's unit since he was killed last year. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.